T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Back to the guys, Gresh and Keith on WEEI.
Keith's gonna give you what you need to know. Talk about who you gotta start, who you gotta sit, gotta let go. When you be like, whoop, whoop, you doing so good, gonna win your league. But you gotta listen to Rich Keith.
And Shine Time.
In the fantasy breeze. Rich Keith is playing like John Clayton up inside the huddle. And he's got an intimate knowledge of the fantasy game. Like he and Matthew Berry like to cuddle. If your team got a problem, yo, he'll solve it. Winston Wolfe for this fantasy gauntlet. So pretty pleased with sugar on it. Check out the hook walk.
Shine.
Keith's gonna give you the info you desire. Who to claim from the waiver wire. So your lineup game is on fire. Put him on the board. Championship. You're definitely gonna win your league. But you gotta listen to Rich Keith.
And Shine Time.
Finla Fantasy.
Brief. My fantasy team is 1-4. Jeez.
Oh, we need to check in on our friend Arenfo there.
Yeah, we gotta update that. That could be 2 more losses, right?
Yeah, or very no. much so.
Yeah, 7 weeks yep. in.
Oh, would God. It could be too. It is time for us to give you advice on your fantasy waiver wire pickups. And your fantasy waiver wire pickups are brought to you by Cars for Kids. Speaking of pickup, if you donate your car today, it can be picked up as soon as tomorrow. Go to carsforkids.com or call 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Remember, that's Cars with a K.
Well, it's not Bye-mageddon like it was last week with 6 teams on the bye and most of them filled with fantasy stars. Only 2 teams on the bye this week, the Ravens and the Raiders. So 2 good AFC teams, both off this week. So you're trying to find some bye week or injury replacements. Here are some pickups for the week. Let's start with Cole Beasley. Cole Beasley, the Buffalo Bills wide receiver.
On a COVID week.
He's always day-to-day, this guy. He's always day-to-day. But the Bills are playing the miserable Miami Dolphins, who have given up the 3rd most fantasy points to wide receivers this season. Cole Beasley, 2 weeks ago, had a really productive game. Last week, they were on the bye, so maybe nobody had picked him up. He's available in most leagues, and for this week, could be a pretty good pickup and play.
The guy you want to go out and try and vie for right now, the biggest pickup of the week, has to be Alan Lazard. With Davante Adams unlikely to play Thursday night, MVS also unlikely to play Thursday night, that puts Alan Lazard in the number one receiver spot by a landslide. And he's had 2 double-digit weeks with Adams in the lineup 2 weeks in a row. So I think Lazard is absolutely the play. If you can get him for a week, he could be massive.
I'm going to go with a little stack here, both from the Indianapolis Colts. They've kind of woken up a bit. They looked like they were left for dead early. Yep. They've played a lot better since.
Carson Wentz is going to end up conveying a first-round pick.
And they're playing
to Philadelphia.
They're playing the Tennessee Titans this weekend, and I know the Titans just did well against the Kansas City Chiefs, but overall, that Titans defense has not been very stout. Carson Wentz has been a very viable starting quarterback in fantasy. He's probably, I know in my league with my scoring, he's 14th of all quarterbacks. And again, with injuries with like Russell Wilson or bye weeks like Lamar Jackson and Derek Carr, he's interesting play. 5 of the 7 games this year, he has 2 touchdown passes with 0 interceptions. So he's not going to get you the Justin Herbert 45-point game where it's not. But if you need 20, 24 points from your quarterback, Carson Wentz is the way to go. And I'll even say T.Y. Hilton, who's been hurt much of the year. Mm-hmm. I think he's played like 1 game. He is likely to play, or at least he's trending in that direction to play on Sunday. So if you're looking for kind of a boom or bust, hoping on the boom type of wide receiver, add them both, T.Y. Hilton and Carson Wentz.
With Miles Sanders getting injured, and he was like crying as he was getting taken off the field,
not great.
Which does not look good. That means Kenneth Gainwell
needs to
be targeted. Gainwell's definitely the pickup here. The Eagles are playing the Lions this week. On top of that, Gainwell's already been getting some touches with Sanders in the lineup, so I think Gainwell is definitely the target here. The Eagles don't run the ball a lot. But they do throw to their running backs quite a bit. So Gainwell has shown the ability to catch the ball pretty well out of the backfield. So he's definitely the pickup there. And then Monday night, We get the Chiefs and the Giants. We all know the Chiefs defense is terrible. They're probably going to give up a couple big plays. That's why I kind of look at Darius Slayton here. Ooh. Wide receiver for the Giants. The Giants receiver core right now is a mess.
It's
Kadarius
a mess.
Toney is injured. Sterling Shepard's still injured. All these guys are hurt. Darius Slayton is healthy. He had 9 targets last week. I kind of expect him to make at least a couple big plays against the Chiefs. Wouldn't be shocked if he gets a touchdown. So I love Darius Slayton this week as well.
And if you're in the streaming defense department, which a lot of people are, you're going to want to pounce on, and you won't be alone, but pounce on the Cincinnati Bengals defense, which somehow is available almost everywhere. I don't think people are still not taking the cheese. They think they're an offensive force. And they are. They're definitely better offensively than defensively. But they're playing the Jets.
Oh,
they're playing the Jets. So they're playing Joe Flacco or Mike White or whoever the hell.
Something named Mike White.
Or whomever. I don't know what they're going to come up with, but that is definitely the defense that you want this week.
I believe Josh Johnson is actually Mike White's backup.
Josh Johnson from the USFL, I believe.
Been around forever. He played at the University of San Diego, Josh Johnson.
Not San Diego State.
Nope.
University of San Diego.
He might have actually been there now long enough that he might have been there when Harbaugh was there in the day. Yeah.
Wow.
Quickly, Brandon Bolden. Is he worth a pickup if you need a running back? Only because, A, he's catching the ball, and B, the Chargers are not good against the run.
I think he is. I think he's worth owning. Listen, I don't think he's any great shakes, but you see how the Patriots feel about Ramondre Stevenson, which is not very confident. I think J.J. Taylor's role is still limited. They don't have a James White. Like, look, he didn't do anything running the ball. He actually caught a bunch of passes, though. He's going to be out there a little bit. He's one of those, it could be worse type of pickups.
Like, yeah, I have Ronald Jones that I had to play, and I'm like, oh, man. If I had Bolden, it might have been better. Yeah.
If you're in an emergency situation like you had Jacobs or Kenyon Drake or some Baltimore running back this week, and you are desperate for running back, I guess you can go with Bolden. He does have the James White role, right? He's going to catch some passes. Probably not going to run a lot, so he may not even be a great matchup against the Chargers, but he may catch some passes for you. Mm-hmm. So.
All right, there you go. Anything else, boys?
No, those are your pickups for good luck in week 8 already.
I mean, we're halfway through the year. Actually, in fantasy, it really is the halfway point because you're not playing the final week of the regular season unless you're in a bad fantasy league, which makes me wonder about what Shime set ours up for.
No, we're
good. I think we're done before. I think our final, our championship ends week 17.
There we go.
As it should.
As
yeah,
it
good.
Should.
We're
of real course, league. Shimey would be all over it. Coming up, Celtics win in overtime, and Mac Jones pregame meal. Oh, it brings back memories. Kind of. The lunchtime hour of Gresh and Keefe is next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.